Greetings and welcome. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Margaret. On today's program, a celebration, well, kind of the season. We're going to hear some lovely spring music. The Hilliard Ensemble is going to join us as well. And, of course, some oboe music. And we're going to go back just maybe a couple decades. Back in the 90s, believe it or not, there were some headstrong classical musicians, and one stood out quite a lot. He emerged wearing a headband and did probably one of the best-selling albums of that time in the classical genre. Now, he was born to a musical family. He was a child prodigy, and he did study in all the best places. He studied at the Yehud Menuhin School of Music, also at Juilliard. And his recording back then, you probably already know who I'm talking about, his recording of Vivaldi's The Four Seasons with the English Chamber Orchestra came out back in 1989. Now, back in the day, it sold over 2 million copies and earned a place as one of the best-selling classical works ever. It remained the top of the charts in the UK for over a year, with sales equivalent to one copy sold every 30 seconds. Well, thanks for blazing the trail to great classical music. So, we're going to try to celebrate some spring today. This is Nigel Kennedy.
Thank you.
an iconic recording. That was Nigel Kennedy, and joined by the members of the English Chamber Orchestra, and Spring from the very famous Vivaldi's Four Seasons. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Now, this next ensemble feels at home in the fields of, get this, pretty well everything, both in early and new music, and I'm talking about the Hilliard Ensemble. They've got a very distinctive style, an incredibly expressive delivery, and that makes it all work to bring music to life from all times. They are brilliant in this next collaboration with Jan Gabrek, and this comes from an earlier CD called Officium. The Hilliard Ensemble. That was some great Gregorian chant, joined by Jeanne Garberg as well. And that comes from the Disc Officium. This is Classical Chaos. It's CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Canada. And we're going to do what regular listeners might know I'm going to suggest right now, and we're going to do a world music time. This is to celebrate an incredibly beautiful yet underrated instrument. We're going to go back to actually one of the best, well, he was phenomenal, Robert Blum, I'm speaking of, and he taught a number of the leading oboists in North America. Now, after, he did start out, though, on the cello, and then he started up the oboe, and he studied at the very famous Curtis Institute of Music. Now, he did move on to join the Philadelphia Orchestra, also the NBC Orchestra, under none other than Arturo Toscanini. We're going to hear his Requiem, which comes from his sonata for oboe and piano. Now, this work actually incorporates a lot of Hebrew elements, and it was written actually very tenderly in memory of his father, Julius, who was a famous cantor whose musicianship and warmth provided the inspiration for this piece. We're going to hear oboist Humbert Lucarelli, and this is Robert Blum's Requiem.
Thank you.
some astounding music. And that was Humbert Lucarelli. And he was joined by the members of the Brooklyn Philharmonic. And that was written by another great oboist, Robert Blum's Requiem. This is Classical Chaos. This is also CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And we're going to continue with some music by Smetana. Why not go by the river? We're going to the Moldau. This is a musical portrayal of the main river, which runs through the countryside. Now, this was inspired by a trip that he took down the river as part of a larger cycle. He actually wrote 6 symphonic poems at the same time. And that was, well, predates me anyway. That was between 1874 and 1879. And he, in guillemets, en bon français, said, "My country." Now, you probably will recognize it. It's been used in quite a few film tracks and TV shows as well. But today we're going to hear an incredibly great performance by the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra with Libor Pesek conducting. Enjoy. Don't you just like kind of an unexpected smash ending? Fantastic. That was the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra with Libor Pesek conducting and the unforgettable Svetlana Themeldal. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we have a little more time, so we're going to go back to the Baroque. Now, although this next composer was also influential in the development of the classical style, Scarlatti was actually born in Naples back in 1685. And an interesting little fact there, that was the same year that Bach was born and Handel. Now, Scarlatti went on to compose a lot, but only a small fraction of his works were published during his lifetime. But we're lucky to have them now, and these next selections are a treat. This comes from a set of seven, which are for voice and trumpet and continuo. And to boot, we have some pretty good voice and trumpets going along here. We've got the pairing of Kathleen Battle and Wynton Marsalis. So here they are. Let the trumpet sound. Music by Scarlatti.